Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. I guess the reason why I'm so free is both my babies walked out on me.
Well, bye-bye, my love, goodbye. It's quite a combination there. Pretty Miss Norma Jean, along with Liz Anderson and Mr. Bobby Bear, doing that great classic song for you that, of course, the Everly Brothers had a great version of some time ago. Had a special request to do this song from George Strait tonight. This is his little Spanish version of a song called El Rey, and it's going out to Felipe tonight, who's tuned in listening to us down in Menard. Wanted to hear this from Mr. Strait.
Afuera, pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar, 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 llorar.
Dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te vas a quedar. Con dinero y sin dinero, hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo que mi destino era rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar, rodar y rodar.
Luego me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar.
Con dinero y sin dinero, hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley.
you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pidcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pidcock Storage. Units available today.
Can you do one of my old favorites by Hank Snow, Yellow Roses, Say Goodbye?
I sure can. Be happy to, Harvey.
All righty. I sure thank you.
I'll take care of you, brother.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I just received a sweetheart. Your yellow roses, you tell me, dear, they mean that we're all through. You tell me that tonight your heart is broken, but you should know I was never. Love you, though yellow roses say. tears that shouldn't fall at all, and they would slowly fade away and die. But I'll still love you. Oh, yellow roses, say goodbye.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey there.
Don Williams.
Sure.
Some Broken Hearts Never Mend.
Okay, we can do that for you.
And Paul Nichols.
Joe Paul Nichols, okay.
Fall Away.
I'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
This morning, I woke up old and gray, and I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day, and when you're happy, the years fall away. Today, I looked at you, and I noticed your hair's getting silvery too, and it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday, but when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
Thank you. is Tracy Pitchcock right here on KNEL, Hillbilly Hits, Brady, Texas.
Today I gave my record to the DJ. In my car on my way home, it started to play. It told how much I loved you and how your love had died. And before it got started good, the DJ cried. It takes a sad, sad song to make a DJ cry. But the misery he heard from me broke him up inside. I guess he couldn't stand the way I seemed to die. It made the DJ cry. The words of the song were just to you. I let you know I never did get over you. Came out so broken, just the way I felt inside. And I knew I would get through to you when the DJ cried. It takes a sad, sad song to make a DJ cry. But the misery he heard from me broke him up inside. I guess he couldn't stand the way I seemed to die. Just think I was hurting if it made the DJ cry.
Yeah, just think how I was hurting if it made the DJ cry. Here's one from Grand Ole Opry star Ernie Ashworth. Still miss Ernie. What a great legend of our country music business. And he was a frequent guest on our Hits radio show. And, of course, he also came and worked our Mason Country Opry and our Lano Country Opry's as well. Always good to have him with us. You know what? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show. Hank Thompson's Brazos Valley Boys with one called the Oklahoma Stomp here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Our special guest is tonight is Gary Morris. We'll be talking to Gary Morris in a few more minutes about his career in country music and his upcoming performance on Sunday down in Fredericksburg at the Rock Box Theater. Gary Morris, our special guest tonight here at KNEL. We'll be with Gary in just a few more minutes.
Yes. Can you play Dreamers by Dream by Dreamers by Darryl McCall?
I'll sure do it for you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lost my pickup in a card game. Orleans. Lost my girl to a stranger in L.A. Left my dreams in a motel in Atlanta. And I lost my mind somewhere along the way.
Tracy, can I get you to play Them Old Honky Tonks Call Me Home by Curtis Potter?
I'll be happy to do that for you.
Send that out to Mike and Sandra Angel over at Lake Ivy.
I'll do it for you.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Just green.
songs are calling me again. Checkered tablecloths, homemade ashtrays and neon lights, advertisements that light up the night, loud music, smoke and laughter make me feel like a different man. Them old honky-tonks are calling me
Play Happy Birthday, Darling to Cotton.
Happy Birthday, Darling, by Conway Twitty. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Hello, darling. Happy birthday. I've decided not to give you a present this year. In fact, I think it's about time I took some things away. I'd like to take away the suspicion that I know clouds your world at times by giving you some faith to hold on to, honey, whenever your hand is not in mine. About my love by showing it more, much more than I've shown it lately. And then if someone should ask you what I got you for your birthday, well, you can say, why, he didn't give me anything, but he sure took a lot of things away.
Happy birthday, darling, I've no presents, no fancy cake. With everything I take. Happy birthday, darling, I've no presents, no fancy cake, but I hope I'll make you happy.
Happy birthday, darling. Little Conway Twitty for you tonight here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Mentioned our special guest tonight is the great Gary Morris. We'll be talking to Gary Morris right after this. Song you recorded a few years ago that you might remember. The great Gary Morris.
There were 14 reasons for saying goodbye, like the look on a face.
mentioned earlier today we were so excited about having the great Gary Morris with us, and we got Gary Morris on the phone. Gary, how are you this afternoon?
I'm really good. Looking forward to Sunday in Fredericksburg.
Well, man, we are certainly looking forward to having you with us as well in our area. It's been a long time since you've kind of been in the really heart of Texas area, hasn't it been?
It has. I had a place over in the hill country down south of Austin in the 90s, and I sold it, and I took the money, and I built a place in Colorado. But my architect was from Austin, and he took me over to Fredericksburg, and he knew I wanted to do something with old hand-hewn logs and make it really a 100-year-old place when I built it. So he took me to a community over in Fredericksburg, and I just fell in love with some of the houses, and so therefore my place in southern Colorado is kind of a tribute to what I saw down in Fredericksburg, and it's a very cool place, and it's the only time I ever spent in your town, so I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to go. There's a museum I want to go to if I can get in early enough.
I bet it's the Nimitz. Is it the Nimitz Museum?
Absolutely. I'm told I need 2 hours.
You really do. There's a lot of great stuff there, no doubt about it. Well, let's go back just for a few minutes. And you're actually, of course, you were from the North Texas area, and that's kind of where you started your singing career at a very early age.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Fort Worth. I sang my first solo in a Baptist church when I was 4 or 5. And then went to school. I did the music thing in school. I was a 4-sport letterman in high school, and I went off West Texas to go to school, play football. And well, I played actually football and basketball and baseball. And after my second year out there, well, my first pay job was at a place called Old Abilene Town. And it was a weekend job with another couple of kids from school. And for a summer, I went to Colorado and with a couple of boys, one that I grew up with in Fort Worth and one that was from Lubbock. And we got a job playing a place called Taylor Supper Club. And we were doing everything from what was contemporary country, that was 1969, to traditional Hank Williams and Merle. And that's really the beginning of, I was either going to go back to Lubbock and play football, or I was going to play music. At the end of the summer, it was red dirt or mountains, and I chose to stay in Colorado, so
I think
it worked out.
I think you told me one time, even before you got your recording career, that you were doing some jingles to help make a living, too. Is that right?
I did. I wrote. There was a recording studio close to where I played, and I became partners and part of quote advertising agency. And I wrote some jingles. In fact, won a couple of awards for national awards for jingles and sang them. And it was a chance for me to kind of get in the studio at an early age and find out about the music business. Then got a band called Breakaway, and we played all over the country and finally went to Nashville and got a record deal with the Warner Brothers.
Now, didn't you also do some work for the President Carter's campaign?
I was Carter's opening act. It was really, really an interesting state of affairs. Lloyd Benson was trying to keep him off the ballot in Texas, and I didn't think that was right, and I didn't know really anything about politics, so I called up the head of the Texas Democratic Party in Tarrant County. Her name was Ann Merrick, and said, what can we do about this? She said, well, you can go out and petition, try to get his name on the petition. So I took my little trio out, and about a couple weeks later, I got a call from a guy named Jody Powell, who ended up being Carter's press secretary, and they wanted to hear me sing. Thought, well, if Carter came to Texas, maybe I'd open up for him. And they came in, and they listened to my little trio and said, can you go to Asheville, North Carolina? And I went, well, like, when? And this was like a Monday. He said, Friday.
Oh, wow.
He's doing his biggest event ever. It's at the university. So I drove out there, and we sang, and the crowd erupted, and Carter, they went nuts when he came on, and they grabbed me when I came off and said, can you do the next 14 days? And he ended up doing about 85 different performances and then the inaugural ball and another White House trip and all that. It was a really cool thing, especially for a guy who had no interest in politics.
Well, and Gary, isn't that where Norah Wilson heard you for the first time?
He did. You know, I went back to Nashville. After I left the White House, I got calls. MCA flew me out, and we cut some songs. And then this new guy, Jimmy Bowen, came in and said, well, I'm not doing any new project. So I kind of took my band. We played for 2 years, and finally I went back and called this Harold Bradley, Owen Bradley's brother.
Yeah.
And said, hey, who should I see if I'm going to try to get a record deal? And he said, Norah Wilson. And then I went and sat in his office and waited for hours this one day. And he finally came out. Are you saying, are you waiting to see me? I said, are you Noro? And he said, yes. Do I know you? I said, I don't think so. He said, did you play at the White House? And I said, well, I did. And then he put his arm around me. He said, come on in, son. And we went in. And in an hour, I was on Warner Brothers. He called L.A. and got the president of the company and said, I want to sign him. No, I want to sign. I don't want anybody else to hear him. I want your word that he's got a deal. So he hung up and said, you're on Warner Brothers. Let's get your attorney and get it done. And that's, I mean, it happened that quick.
Wow. Headed for a Heartache came out soon after that.
Yeah. Headed for a Heartache, a bunch of up-tempo shuffles that people love to dance to. Yeah. And I loved it. And then, you know, about, I don't know, maybe it was the second album, I had The Love She Found in Me, which is a big ballad. And then Wind Beneath My Wings, which, of course, you know, became Song of the Year. And it was off to the races then. And I'm really glad to have a piece of music like that to hang my hat on.
Well, you're probably known as more of a successful ballad singer than nearly anyone in the business, because that's what became kind of your forte in the business after you really got started.
Yeah, and it's interesting, though. It's really interesting because my first number one record was a song that my guitar player and I wrote called Baby Bye Bye.
Yeah, that's what we just played.
An up-tempo song.
Yeah.
I Had Never Stopped Loving You, which is an up-tempo song, And, of course, Headed for Heartache, Velvet Chains, and Don't Look Back. Those songs were all kind of up-tempo songs, but the place where my voice grabbed people was on the ballads.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what people will see when they come out on Sunday night, they don't normally have shows here, I don't think, Sunday at Rock Box, but this 7 o'clock show, when they... What they're going to hear is me singing a little bit of everything, even maybe some stuff from New York, who knows.
Yeah. Well, and I think it takes a very special person to be known as a great ballad singer. It's harder to sing those ballads, I would think, than it is to sing the up-tempos. Do you feel the same way?
Well, not for me. I love to sing ballads, and I'm a guitar player singer, so it's really harder for me to go out and try to do something like Headed for a Heartache alone with an acoustic guitar.
Mm.
But it's not hard to go out and sing Wind Beneath My Wings or The Love She Found in Me or Dreams Die Hard or even 100% Chance of Rain or some of the ballads that were buried up in records alone with the guitar, because on a ballad, the focus is on the singer.
Yeah.
And on an up-tempo, the focus is on the rhythm. So I really like what I'm doing now, probably more than any time in my whole career.
But you are definitely a much better singer than the common person out there. So there's no doubt about it.
I'm a singer. And I had people say, I got to tell you, I had country DJs say to me, you're too good a singer to be in country music. And I'm going, well, wait a minute, because what you're saying is the people that are in country music aren't good singers. And it's not, that's not true. It's just that, you know, where I come from as a singer, really the heart of it was in singing at a church, and it wasn't in singing in a bar when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I was already 20 that I, you know, started playing in nightclubs. And it wasn't until I was on Warner Brothers that I really had a band out that was playing at dance halls. I grew up with a different kind of music, and if I'd have stayed in West Texas and put together a band, then I'd be doing what Mo and Joe and yeah. The other guys that are, you know, what they're doing. I'd be doing Texas Swing, but that's not how it worked out for me.
100% Chance of Rain has always been one of my favorite Gary Morris songs. Is there a story behind that? I mean, how did you come up with that song, Gary?
Well, there's a story about the summer we released it, for sure. I think, I'm probably going to get this wrong, but it was somewhere between 12 and 15 dates got rained out that summer, including an indoor date in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you get rained out? Well, lightning struck the transformer behind the place, and the power went out, and we got rained on. We had a twister hit us in West Texas. We had a stage blow down out on the East Coast. That was all that summer. We laughed about it. Like, do we even sing the song tonight, or when do we expect the rain to come?
Well, it's a perfect song for that time for you. And then, of course, you teamed up with Crystal Gayle for something that was definitely a milestone in both of your careers, with a song called Another World. That kind of brought you to a broader audience as well.
Well, it did. And, you know, I was up in New York City, and David Loggins had come up to see me. I was doing La Boheme with Linda Ronstadt, and we wrote this song, and I thought I would cut it with Linda, and it was the first duet that Crystal and I had called Making Up for Lost Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big record, and then Warner Brothers said, we want a whole album, and then that came the theme to Another World, came from that. And then, of course, Crystal and I went on the TV show and played ourselves for a couple of episodes, but yeah, it was fun, and I had a lot of fun with Crystal, and we did a few dates together. She's a really charming woman and a really good singer. It was fun. It was a fun time.
Yeah,
it began with Making Up for Lost Time, which Dave Loggins and I wrote together.
Well, you've toured all over the world. I mean, you're a great guitarist, a great singer. You've an actor. Been, of course, Broadway has been a very important part of. Is there anything that you haven't done yet that you would like to do in your career?
I'd like to play on. That's the only thing I can tell you. You know, I've really been blessed. I played for the Queen when she was in Austin, and I played for every president up to our last one, and either inaugurations or performances. Obama was the last one I played his first inauguration.
Yeah.
And so I played at the White House for Bush Senior probably 10 times, I've played for royalty, and the thing I like to play for most are the people that come to hear the music. So that's what I'm looking forward to Sunday night.
Well, we can't wait to see you again, Gary, and man, I got to thank you for the time you gave us today, and what a legend you are. But just man, you just never forget those great North Texas roots, and we all appreciate that, and appreciate all the music you've given us through the years.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you Sunday night.
Me too. Gary Morris, thanks for being with us, Gary.
You bet, pal. Bye-bye.
Sunlight on your face.
one from Gary Morris for you called Wind Beneath My Wings. Don't forget Gary Morris Sunday in Fredericksburg at the Rock Box Theater. I think there's still tickets available. They're $39 each to catch the Gary Morris show. I know you'll be thoroughly entertained. I invite you to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. We're open every day now between Tuesday and Sunday. We're closed on Mondays, but we're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady. We always have new change-out displays and different things such as that. So if you haven't been to the museum in the last few months, you need to go back and check it out again. Great displays, and of course, we have a incredible gift shop full of great CDs, traditional country music CDs, books, albums, all sort of great stuff. 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. Hope you'll stop by and visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum soon. We'll be back with the next hour of the Hits Radio Show coming up next.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.